It takes intentionality to connect what happens in church to the average person's everyday world. That's our key sentence for today's SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking, as we always do, with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, as we begin another podcast, what are your major concerns this week?
What jumps into the forefront of my mind are deadlines. I have deadlines that I have to meet. Those relate to contracts on writing books. I have a ministry dinner that I'm following up on. I have a concern. I've been in prayer regarding a major item for probably over a year now. I have prayed about that twice a day for I don't know how many times. That's a concern. Don't have an answer yet. Coming to a place where we have to have an answer pretty soon, see what the Lord's doing. I have two bills that I'm still trying to manipulate. One of them is a home insurance, which has gone way up because we had a roof replaced from a storm, and the bill almost doubled, so my budget didn't anticipate that. We're thinking about moving in with our daughter and son-in-law. We've been in the process of doing that. I'm trying to work out a quick trip to Mexico because a gentleman who came to the Lord under our tutelage, his wife is down there and she now has cancer. I've tried to raise some money, have raised a couple thousand dollars to send them down there. And she probably needs someone to go and explain the plan of salvation to her. And I'm trying to figure out how I can get that Mexico trip down. It's going to take at least 3 or 4 days. I have a prayer concern for a very close friend and his son who was involved in ministry and now is far from the Lord, and I have been praying, and I'm thinking about fasting about that. I have a health issue that I'm not talking about. I have a son-in-law who's just recovering from a very difficult operation. Those are off the top of my head. I'll stop. You wanted to know my prayer concerns this week? Why'd you ask that anyway?
I was curious if when you were in church this past week, if being in church addressed any of those issues.
Well, being in church, the services, they're like 1,000 miles away in terms of addressing them. I don't know that they can address them unless possibly through the church elements there could have been. But no, I would say that when I went to church, I came away none of those being addressed. Possibly, I'm trying to think if anybody on a personal basis. This last week, I talked to several people and talked to them about problems they're facing and asked how they were doing. I don't think people asked me of that. It was a little bit odd in church because it was raining, and after church was over, people were concerned about umbrellas and getting to the cars and everything. People didn't stay around as long as they normally do. I would say that my personal world and what I deal with, there was very little connection between the two. I turn your question around and ask you if you came up with a list, and then you asked, did the church service relate to any of those things on your list? Probably most people would say no. All of my struggles, though they're very real to me, somehow the church didn't touch on those. Now, I'm going to go back. I'm going to make one change. It was a communion Sunday, so there was a sense in which the time at the table did relate, because I was able personally to bring some of those to the time of receiving the elements. I'm not sure how closely they related, but I was aware of the personal part of the time of receiving the elements, the bread and the cup. That would probably be the closest that I came to that.
Remembering the suffering Savior on the cross and his shedding of his blood to cover our sins certainly connects us with the Jesus who loves us and understands suffering firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
I've often thought over the last 18 months, almost 19 months, about Jeremy's death, your youngest son.
Mm-hmm.
God understands what you and Karen have felt. He saw his son die on the cross.
Yes.
There is a connection that takes place through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Every one of the pastors listening to us today probably has issues in his or her life with which they're struggling. And if we ask them whether church met any of those needs this past week, I imagine they would answer the same way that you did, the same way that I would.
It's tough because you're more, this is a negative word, but you're more passive in the church service than active. My pastor may disagree with that because it's a liturgical service and you are active in the service, but at the same time, not active in the sense that you're relating to these struggles that you come in with. My guess is that the average person would say that all those things that are weighing on me don't really get addressed in the church service. Would that be fair for your experience?
Yes, it would certainly be fair.
Mm-hmm. So then the question is, what do we do about this, and how does the minister solve this problem? And I think the only way to do that is to find out where people are struggling and in some sense try to say, I got to build some bridges here. And that is that difficult? That's incredibly difficult because everybody's situation is different. How do you resolve that? I don't know that I can give an answer that's easy as to how to resolve it, but I do think the dialogue is important and there needs to be the awareness in the church that those conversations have to take place because on a Sunday morning, especially in a large-sized church, the truth is most of the conversations are superficial. So people who have come with struggles, you're talking and meeting X number of people in a very short period of time. You don't get conversations before the service, and if you stick around, you can't stay a long time because another service is coming on. And the tone of the after service is not necessarily one of great seriousness. So you really have to work at what is going on. I think that it's a very hard thing for ministers because all those needs need to funnel through that service somehow so the ministers make those connections, but it's not easy. And the only thing is, once you hear people talk, you're brought to the awareness again that this is not about just preparing sermons, but it's about real people who are coming with real problems, and they're looking for answers, and they're looking for support, you know, and it's like a great mystery. They're not communicating for the most part. So somehow you're trying to make those connections. I think, again, you know, ministers greeting people, first time they greet them, it's happy talk. And sometimes the reasons people come to church is because they got heartbreak. And it's very hard. If your heart is broken, it could be a romance broke up, you're without work, whatever, and everything is glad hand. You know, we're so glad you came and all that, and it never gets beyond that. The church has failed and people feel, they feel that there was only a superficial connection. So how do you resolve all that? I think you resolve it to begin with by being aware of the problem. And then you go from there to how you're going to solve the problem.
Yeah, pastors need to stay aware of the fact that many of the people sitting in the pews when they're standing in the pulpit or standing down front if they preach from the front of the church, those people are hurting people. We all have issues, problems in our lives. Whether we share them with anyone or not, they're still there. Even if we push them back, way back into our minds and hearts when we go to church and put on a smile and a glad countenance, so to speak, the problems are still all there. And the truth is everybody has problems.
Yeah, I don't care who they are. You just have to assume. Pressures, if nothing else. And heartbreaks, that's just a part of life. So, and you have that incredible responsibility of being Jesus for those people, which, you know, if you'd signed up and read all the small print, you probably would have said, this is pretty tough. But that's part of the role. And just being aware and being able to pick out this person and getting under the surface quickly. No, I really want to know, how did your week go? I've been praying for you, that kind of thing. I can't talk to you now. Could I give you a phone call? I can talk, but I'm afraid it's not going to be what you need by way of talk. How do we touch base? Ministers know this. It's just a good reminder, though. It's hard. It's hard. It's a huge, huge job.
It takes intentionality to connect what happens in church to the average person's everyday world. We're so glad you joined us for this SermonCoach.com podcast. You found it at our website, SermonCoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We invite you to look at our website and see the resources we have there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons, life-transforming services, and life-transforming churches. And we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.